gap like this. How much do you understand it about practice? And how to apply this practice in daily life? How to investigate? How to watch the mind? That is why we need to talk like this better. No more asking this, the mind is to where we go, I don't know. About practice, about the nature, or how much understanding about value of practice. How do you understand it about practice? How do you understand the value of practice? How to apply our practice? And how to investigate the activity of nature? We need more investigation like this, discussion about like this. That's more benefit. I think
more
direction. More direction. No more like this, asking this question, that question, and then we go where we go, I don't know. So you can talk that way. Huh? In your experience. Liking is observing. Then, that's all?
So, you observe all this, what difference does it make?
Nobody liking or disliking, you watch the liking or dislike, what happened? Continue or stop? Or increase or decrease? You need to investigate like this. How to investigate the process? Now you see many things. So this is a we discuss slowly discuss. We can see like this. How to investigate? Now you see the defilement or reaction. So you need to more learning about like this. Why the when sometimes you watch the defilement increase, decrease. Sometimes increase. Why? You ask like this, then next time you don't have answer, you are more awake, more interest. If you don't have answer, if you have answer, you are more energized. The mind is very. If you have answer, the mind become
interesting.
If you have answer, got answer, the mind is more interesting and more willing to practice because you know the benefit. Because of you understanding become the wisdom grow. Understanding really is wisdom grow. If your wisdom grow, if really as a rising, the mind quality is different. Then you know the benefit. Why you mindful, why you get it. Stick on my chain, you know? You lamp out the process. And also, if you aware, the definement is go down. If you're not aware, how to do? What happening? It is watching behind the watching. You need to wisdom is a walk, walking. Then you are more understanding about the value of what you are doing. What you are doing, what you are getting. You need to know both sides, doing and happening. But not all the time thinking about or pay attention about happening. Doing also. What you're doing, you know about the doing and happening. Then you understand how to do what happened. This is we need to learn like this. Process, the mental object and the mental process, how to relationship. I all the time talk relationship, try to learn about relationships like this. About the practicing. If you practicing, what the mind state is quality, how to change. If you not practice, how the mind is quality change. You need to compare, understand both sides, then you more understand your value. That's why the willing to practice can come. That understanding of this understanding of value, then he can more practice in daily life. This is that's why I want to say this today is how do you understand about practice?
How much do you understand about practice?
How do you understand
what practice is? Do you understand how to practice?
No.
How much do you understand about the benefits of practicing meditation? How have you and how can you use meditation in your life? So this is the direction in which we have to take the practice towards answering these questions.
They come, many retreat come. Why they cannot meditate continuously? That is, I asked for yogi. Many times yogi come to practice, but they cannot maintain to practice continuously. Because they don't understand about value very clearly. What they get it. If you do like this, what happens? If you not do like this, what happens? So,
it takes a creative mind to come into the space. Because I was, at that point of time, I was also reminding myself of photography. In the past...
Sorry, wait. Are you referring to something he said, or you were on something?
I'm talking about this creative, because sometimes the mind is not creative, it doesn't know how to question. When it's creative, it starts questioning.
That's
so it reminded me back of photography. If I have a camera, I don't use a feature inside there, I'll be taking standard photos.
Yeah.
But when I understand the feature inside there, it becomes more interesting, because the picture comes out
different. Camera mio lo nai le da mai ko ai function ni ko ma tong ni yo yo ba tong ni da ba shi le
da mai
ko ara ni tong twat lo na le di da ko ba a mio mio twat lo ya
yes right the creativity makes a lot of interest in the so first you need to learn about how the camera is work
you have to learn the different features
yes
camera ba li shi le
what is inside there what's possible what's possible how what are the different ways you can use it right then you can use it in those ways
the same and practice also this the mind is practicing you don't know about the mind how to, the way the mind practice you cannot create
You cannot be creative with
and
using
and
your
this
mind.
This question also comes from the wisdom group.
Right. And you know, he says this creativity also comes from the growing of wisdom. The more wisdom the mind gets, or when the mind has some wisdom, it starts to
Now we got information.
Creatively ask questions. Yeah.
Information, right information in Yam Yam Yala Lua Meter.
And if you, and this wisdom can even come in the form of just a lot of information. Like if you hear a lot, read a lot, you also learn to question in different ways.
Now, kuna do intelligence shi de lua le, experience shi de meter.
And someone who is intelligent, just naturally, the mind is curious, or you know, then they just look at an experience, and then the mind just pops its own questions. You know, it just because it's curious, it wants to know more.
The truth, yeah, she did. I look at who alone. The kind of car don't have a low name. You look at all, look at all, but don't. Yeah, she did it.
He says it's like, you know, people who are intelligent, if they do a task, like say they are told to sweep some leaves, they do it once, twice, thrice, they learn to do it in better and better ways, you know? Yeah, this is natural inclination of an intelligent mind.
My experience is I go into the bowling.
Bowling, yes!
In Singapore, my life never bowled, so I try. I try to bowl. First time I bowl, ball is free. Bowl then. Second time, bowl there. Third time, fourth time. Very funny. I don't know. I'm not trying to do. The mind do itself. My eye looked in front of there. My doing put like this. I saw the process. The mind and body process I saw. The mind saw this. I don't intention to do this. The mind already, three times is the mind already learned. So the ball go to the
stretch.
Wow. That time I'm not looking to the
pins.
I only go the ball where he go and he run. So he only need to see the more attention to the ball is where.
The alley, yeah.
So very funny, why am I working like this? In the mind naturally he doing that and more understanding. The mind is naturally he do itself. If you have awareness and do, naturally the intelligence is slowly working. So how to do? Can I try to make a golf also? I'm already. Actually, my yellow. Because I have no time, if I have time, I go and golf. Then I teach the golf. Don't look at where you go, how to hit this. How to hit the ball, how energy you use, how much, you no need to look at how far of the result. This principle is the same everywhere. If you go to the result, your mind is not stable, agitated, the ball is not go very far. It's a principle the same everywhere. So that's why if intelligent person aware and no intelligent person aware, very different. Just follow the instruction. He don't use the intelligence and just follow the instruction. It's meditating long time, progressing.
Slow,
very slow. Someone intelligent person, he try and slow in understanding it quickly, faster. So how this intelligence come from? But every day you already do. In your business also. In your cooking also. But practice, you forget to
use this intelligence.
Use this intelligence to follow the focus the object and forget the this intelligence. Use the intelligence. So, and then pass it to him. I'm close enough.
This is she a tea body.
That's why people come to ask how to impress it. This is intelligent world. But I sometimes if you have information and heard about the how to somebody doing, you listening also, then slowly you can do. You know how to do. Now I point out like this and you understand how to impress it more. Okay. Okay. So what?
So I don't get any answer. I thought it's from yoga now. Waking up early.
Where this sitting? When this sitting?
One is morning, then one is afternoon.
Maybe eat too much. No. Just joking. But this is one factor. If you too much eating, also sleeping,
right,
easy to sleep, the mind and body heavy.
First thing you need to check is, what is your attitude towards, like, what are your thoughts towards sleepiness? So you're irritated. You have negative thoughts towards irritation.
That's why irritation la. Irritation la bi so yin. Irritation phit bi so mindfulness a kaung ma.
So if the mind is irritated, would the mindfulness be good? Right?
So, yes, I think so.
So, ye ji da, first important point is, you need to think right way about the sleepiness. What is this? Why is a leader? Why is a... not easy to get the answer. Because many causes become one thing happen. So if you want to get the answer why, you need to know many things. So that's why is not important that time asking. What is this? Yeah. Sleepiness is what? Sleepiness is a good or bad?
So I think towards, because the first few days I didn't have any sleepiness.
Okay.
Okay. So then, two times sleepiness. Then third sleep also sleepiness. Then I check my attitude.
Yeah.
I observed that there was a.
Yeah, you need to investigate like this.
Yes.
Before, you're not sleeping.
Yes.
Now after that meeting,
yes.
When what you listening,
yes.
What idea you get it. And what do you idea you have then become
wrong
like
idea.
This?
I picked up wrong idea.
What idea?
The idea was like sleepiness is no good in sitting.
That is problem. That's
yeah,
why
that's
I said
problem.
This is good or bad. Sleepiness
good
is good or bad.
Sleepiness is not, it's natural.
Natural. Why
so,
are you irritated?
So today I said again, but when sleepiness come, then I was watching without the idea of I must push it away. I must get
without this idea.
I must be alert. So I just let it be. I watch it. Just let it be. I didn't pay too much attention to it. And suddenly, middle of the
too much attention
sitting,
to it. What?
To
recognize my love. Okay.
Yes.
And?
So, the awareness was watching other objects. In the middle of the sitting, some object came and it just caught my awareness. And then the sleepiness just disappeared.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I was not putting attention to it.
You not resist? Right, right view.
And
right idea.
I know sleepiness is
it's
nature.
It's
okay.
Then,
nature.
Then you should do it what you do. To be aware and recognize it gently. Again and again and again, the mind becomes stronger.
Yes.
So naturally, the sleeping is gone.
Combination of conditions.
What do you listening last interview? What I want to know, or you don't know, like, what idea you got it?
No, maybe when I was listening, I was sleeping, so I don't remember.
Because sometimes the instruction, you can think something wrong idea, wrong way, then also sometimes you apply this idea, it's problem.
There was another observation that today the sleep was...
That's why the group interview is a problem. Sometimes I told him, it's not suitable for you. That's why the personnel is a different instruction. Because different energy, different idea, different quality, each other is different. Sometimes, I generally thought it's no problem. But sometimes, I told to her, Now mandan one yogi. You know, you repeat, you repeat the she comes, cannot sleep like night time, very happy. Yeah, there. Yeah. So now I listening what come from. First retreat, night, she cannot sleep.
10 days.
10 days. She very trauma about this and cannot sleep last night. So the mind very afraid about this happening. That's why body is very weak. He said she want the body want to sleep. The mind is because of this trauma, the mind very afraid to
cannot sleep.
So a little bit sleep, close the eye, immediately the mind down awake. So, now I recognize the history. Then I know about the retreat, concept of retreat, and want to sleep. This is also a concept. Then I said, now don't think about retreat.
Holiday.
You are come to here as a holiday. Eat, sleep, whatever you do, you are not retreat, you are holiday. Then last night you sleep very well. That time I recognize other people say, not only you. But she cannot meditate, but she meditate more worse. She must be stopped to meditate. Then start to meditate. Because this is a process of mind. I'm listening, then I know about she has her mind is already a trauma. Because of this trauma, awakening her, don't, cannot sleep. So retreat is a concept. If you think about the concept, because of concept, the mind reacts. First time, this reaction comes from this concept. Every time you think about this concept, the reaction comes. So sometimes, how to say, personal is not for other people, different. Sometimes people listening, other people say she lit or she maybe go to try, but maybe for her, not suitable.
Today's sitting, I checked my mind, it was much relaxed, much gentle, and I was learning to observe the thoughts. And I
if you this idea, once you know or learning idea here, never sleeping.
Yeah.
When you are sleepy, you are not interested. When you, every time you sleepy, because the wisdom is not working. If you wisdom, interest come, the mind never sleepy. Okay. So.
I observe that when I try to catch the thoughts, the mind becomes very, it's like I don't see any thoughts. But actually, I'm thinking, right? The thoughts are going on.
You want to go.
I was like trying to be aware of what is my thinking now, what is the thinking now. But the more I do it, the less I could be aware of the thinking. Because while I'm already like a talking mind, right? I must think, what's my thought now? That itself is actually a
thought. Yes.
But I can't see it. So.
You already know it.
I know it.
But she and know.
But the thing is, no show go na. Well, what really you thing is as a rule.
If you too much interest also, the mind agitate, so you cannot see them naturally. If you learning process is like this. If you too much want to know also not learning process. Learning process is natural happening naturally. The process happen naturally. You try to see. Continue seeing. That's as a
ก็ดีนะก็หาว่าพังไม่ได้ตัวผมมาตัวเปล่าเลยน่ะตัวนี่มาติจินน่ะแต่แม้ตัวบาติไล่เลยสรุปตัวนี่ติจินน่ะรู้เปล่าได้สิกะเลยตัวเอลูรู้เปล่าเอลูแต่แม้ตัวดาวตะเกณฑ์ติปิดาเลยแต่แม้ตัวดาวติบ่อขึ้นยังไม่ย่าไล่รู้ตัวเทนน่ะเอลูรู้ช่อน่ะตัวติพังจินน่ะเมียเอลูตะเกณฑ์ตัวติเลยตัวลงในเสกก็เราตุติเลยแต่แม้ติปิดาตัว
So
near my lieutenant.
Meaning is you already know your thought and your idea, and the mind says something. This
yeah.
also thought.
Yeah.
So seeing is okay. You already know. Seeing means you already know what's going on. That's enough. Because you want to see, to start to do it, the same good team may not do it, but you know,
he says, when you think, you know, you say, oh, I want to see my thoughts, or I want to know the mind. He says, why do you have this thought? Because you don't see the mind? You think you don't already see the mind, so you want to see it? Sharply aware of
that.
Doesn't need to be very clear, yeah. He says, if it's there, I will know it. If I know it, I will, you know, see it.
That's why I also sleep here. What is the name of the
joke? Then? And I think going home after my day, so two young kids and husband, and
so?
That will be a challenge.
So now you come to hear what for? How to practice
at home?
And go home and continue.
How,
to practice.
Yeah. Try to understanding the nature of practice. Eh? How to practice? How to watch the mind? Learn this. Practice is a learning. Eh? If you more understand, then you apply in the daily life. Actually, people need to practice. What time is
When is the best time to practice?
Yeah.
When you are upset, when you are depressed, when you are disturbed.
But actually, every time is a meditation time, no?
So
I want to say is
the best time.
Why are we meditating? Why are we meditating? Why should we meditate? What value of meditation? Good quality of mind. Not happy. Happier is not important. Good quality of mind. Why you try to cultivate good quality of mind? Because you have a lot of bad quality of mind. So when you home, when you go back home, what quality of coming? Good quality or bad quality?
Usually bad one will come out.
Yes. That time you need to cultivate the good quality of mind. That time meditation time. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. If you really try your daily life, if you cultivate the good quality of mind, so your life is must be changed. Then you more understanding of value of practice. If you not practice, the whole day you are crazy, yeah.
Crazy.
If you make mind more mindful, then your mind, the mind is different, opposite way. That is more easy to compare mindful and non-mindful. How different in daily life. Here, not mindful, sleepy also no problem. You know? Nobody told me. You sleepy like this, like no problem. Wake up, okay, meditate. You sleepy, no problem. You're not aware? No problem. Not big. It's a bit different in meditation center. In your home, very different.
So maybe go home.
Then you move up. Yes!
Go home one can say 1, 3, 5 practice, 2, 4, 6 no practice. Ask the husband, is this better? This is better or this is worse?
No need to ask, he all the time check you. He all the time check you. One yogi, the household retreat in Australia, he come to listen and he go back to practice. The household retreat, the morning time listening and discussion, like a question and answer. Only one time he come to center and go back practice. One day, immediately he practiced, the husband said, what's wrong with you? Every day, the husband talk, she talk back. Boom, 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 boom. That day, she's back. Then husband ask, what's wrong with you? Immediately change. So, right, yeah. But writing is not understanding very well. Defilement is very strong. That's a problem. But try slowly, slowly, as much as you can. Try as much as you try, as much as you get.
That's
yeah.
How much you get.
Look
as much as you try, that's how much you get.
What?
As much as you try,
yeah.
That's how much you get.
That's how much you get. And also you need to recognize what you get it. If you not recognize, you don't know the value. I want to tell the people to continue practice in daily life. This is very important. It's long time, the immediately result is not very strong, but long time very different. And also a lot of awareness, a lot of experience, because experience is different, every day experience change. Any experience you have aware, you have a lot of more experience, we call more knowledge. More learning. So if you go back to your home, so you must see the defilement. Bad quality of mind. How should we think about this bad quality of mind? How should we think right way? Right way about the bad quality of mind. Later, not fast. Fast what?
It's nature.
Huh?
What can I learn from
it? Not.
It's the right view.
Right view first. Right view first. What this is, what quality of mind? Your mind or nature?
Nature. Right view.
Then awareness comes. Why are we aware?
To learn.
You want to know. Okay, you must by heart this.
Yes.
Ask your and other people. Yeah.
Thinking.
not health.
Itu ganti lah ya lah.
Tu ah, tu bawa matu, beti dia tuai dia, miai si dia poli. Tu ah, tuai dia uti je. Error, uti je nak tu ah, cibo cuzar. Dama, cipi pun tu ah teri pele. Dama, miami ada teri pele le. Tapi matu, tapi kuat. Cibo cuzar dalam ni nama apa?
Eh,
He says you cannot see more of your unnoticed thoughts just because you make an effort to watch them more, you know. You can only see what the mind presents to you. So when the mind becomes able, it will see more of your thoughts. He says so, you know, you cannot try to know more of your unnoticed thoughts. You know that there's a lot of unnoticed thoughts, yeah? But you can try to gain the ability to know more of your thoughts, and that is just to become more mindful, to build the mindfulness. And that will enable you to notice more of your thoughts. So it says again, the object is not important. Like what you want to see is not important. You cannot aim to see something more. What is important is the mind that is going to work at it. You have to just keep strengthening that mind. It will become able to. Make sense? Do you understand? Which is the growing of the awareness. He says the reminding is not to help you to see the thoughts, the reminding is to help you to become aware.
Oh.
Just aware of whatever. Just grow the awareness.
The method of mantra.
Where the mind now?
Kalau tu kau tu kalau ni, aku basi zane, aku basi zane. Erah, memang. Yang ni aku tu tu mera. Tu kereta esen mampiu ten ni.
Mampiu tu ti ni lah, mampiu ni.
So if you found out that this is not suitable, don't use it. Try something else.
But are you aware or not? One time, if awareness then not asking to know more. If your awareness is not good, all the time, often, very often, mindless, that time you need to chanting. Where's the awareness?
It's not chanting, but I find that...
No, I'm joking.
I find that
if
you start actually
disturb... Yeah, too much. You used a lot too much. That's why the mind disturb you.
My question is, is there a better technique?
So asking questions is only necessary when you don't know or you're not aware. So that you know, the question is to remind you to become aware, or to gain, or to spark some interest. That's what the question is for. It's not just to blindly keep asking a question like a mantra. Yeah. It's fear.
Do you know the mind is working?
Using my method, yes. Sometimes the thought just comes, so I'm able to catch yes. Otherwise, most of the time, I almost don't know. There's actually a lot. I know there's a lot of thoughts going on from listening to what you say.
Nain je surat tu tiada. Dalam tu korang, aku lu coba ni lo tu dia kau ngomong ni. Ero, ko si ma belu lo tiada. Masa cahlu jai no, mai si ma belu tiada. Dalam tu ha tua, elu cuaca mah cecet, sih ni tu kuku ti lagi. Cuaca.
Ero, sejauh mah, tuil dah mah cecin, jangan tuil lau belu ya, tidu ya. Beri am kau, jangan sah tu tidu ya. Tengok ni tuil tidu ni aku. Ero, yo yo le, kincar le, body sensation ni yang sah lagi.
So even thoughts, he says, you know, there's different levels of thought in our mind, from very gross to much subtler. And he says we cannot choose to which, you know, to see all of them. Yeah. So you begin In the beginning, you can know some thoughts, and these are the gross ones, in the beginning, easily. Yeah? And then, if you want to grow your awareness, you have to be aware of everything else that's easy to know, like your body sensations, hearing, seeing, and all this sort of thing. So you use whatever is available to you to keep your awareness going. When the awareness gets better, you know, has some, gain some momentum.
Mind is more stable, awareness becomes happy, then that time you can see more.
You will notice the subtler things in the mind. Yeah, you will just become able to.
I want to share a little predicament which Sensei. In my past also, I have an idea that I look for thoughts. I was using my eyes to see. Later on I realized it is because I had an idea that see thoughts. I couldn't see where thoughts cannot be seen. But I was having a problem until one finally realized I was using, in an unconscious way, I was using my eyes to see thoughts. The moment I dropped that off, I realized thoughts have always been there. It was like a
thought is already happening. When you're able to see, you can see.
Tua, nyasi ni, nimbu chuzan ni tu pi dah le. Tapi macam tu, terbawa bawa tu, aje mah tu yang nyasi ni.
Yeah, that's why the mind cannot focus. The mind cannot see, but the mind can feel.
Yeah, it's more of feeling because it was a change of an idea.
The mind can know, can feel what is happening. He just. It's happening or he's doing something, but you can feel or you can know. Only can you can see the concept of thought. A tui ve in tilu ya. Ubi tini saya tilu ya concept ka a tui ve.
Bane shibiro.
A tui u in sa tilu ya. Hmm. Kami tua
a tui u mami na inu kura uzi yang balik a tui u sa tilu ya.
He
says you can know a thought, you can't see a thought. Yeah.
But in my past, when we say look for thoughts, I was looking for it.
Like a body sensation. You want to see clearly like a body sensation. Yeah, exactly. But the mind is not like this. Someone, I told the Vietnamese man, I said, look at your thought. You don't understand. I never see my thought. Then I said, this is your thought. Then he said, oh, I know, I know.
Same thing.
But the attention, looking and listening is the attention. Yes. You're aware, then you know. But he don't understand looking and seeing. By listening, he hear the thoughts.
Actually, sometimes I realize, right,
you can smell the thought.
The eyes, like you can see, is like going, moving to this direction to observe. Then once I awake, come back to center.
You know the eyeball move?
Yeah.
That's why when the people thinking, the eye is
eyelids flutter when they're thinking about.
Someone meditate, I look the yogi, eh? The eye not stable, then I know this yogi is thinking. The eyeball is moving. You close the eyeball, you can see the eyeball is moving.
Next time,
you
may be very fun.
I don't even check on this. Wear goggles.
And someone sit like this. I know, but very soon he sleep. Like a baby, before nearly the sleep, baby is like this, like this. Yogi become like this. Now I know she sleep, nearly sleep. Say like this. At first, I look at the face of the yogi, focus or not, I know. Because the face is not soft, hard, the tension here. This also. I saw one yogi, American yogi. His nose is like this. If you not meditate, it's become. If you meditate, no. Because he aware of the other. He use the energy in here, so the nose become like this. and this.
How to see that?
I want to write in the Dhamma for joking.
Just for laughs, you have to write, do a video. Yogi video.
Some yogi is watching like this. I ask, why you are aware of this? I watch my back pain. But actually awareness is a mind walk, yeah? But he is I also. But eyes closed. You must use energy to become body. Someone, I ask like this. He works like this. What do you want? My Russian for?
What's your problem? Oh, Yogi. Zinya Shari,
Zinya Shari. Because he's thinking her rising point is maybe stomach, but he watching is his head. Because sometimes the mind imagination, the rising point is there, then he follow the like watching like this. Very funny. And also I saw one yogi very slow motion walking. He slowly he become calmer. He enjoy the peacefulness, and more action is stable. So he walking very slow. Then I look at him, he's like this. Very slow motion. He enjoy and indulging like this. Then I look at him, what are you doing? He look at me like this. He very afraid peacefulness disappear. I said, wake up. He looked like this. Then he looked at my eye and I saw his face. His eye is tear, a lot of full of tear. He's enjoying too much. Then I make his shoulder, wake up. And now he enjoyed the peace for now. That's why he moves very slow. So look, you?
I'm going back to just now about how do you practice defilement in the house, in the home? Practice it when?
Yeah, come on. Can't keep away.
Just going back to the.
Yeah, going back.
Practice defilement when the defilement comes.
Yeah.
I just want to go back talking about causes during the course of interrelationship between husband and wife or between between I and other people. When this defilement comes, the defilement thought comes, like anger or resentment or ill will, then you note it. But not only that, then okay, you can catch it, okay. But then the body sensations can be so strong, it's like shaking inside, it's so intense,
yeah.
The rage is so intense,
yeah.
The hands are shaking, the heart is palpitating, yeah. And all that. It's very hard to separate that. Then you can say, oh, no. Unless your awareness is so strong, you say, oh, this is also not you.
Huh? You? Control of that.
No, do one. Tu goda yang ji le tu a kana ko ma rao ma
yang
kan
za
le
dong dong
dong
ni le
da mai ko a de ti a yang a ma kao yin da wo nga phit na ma ho lo yu lo mi ya
le so
I mean
နိုင်တလောက်ပဲလောက်ပါမရလဲဒေါ်လာဖြစ်စီရန်စီပေါ်စီရန်စီ off line လုံးနိုင်တော့လုံ
း He says only be I mean we can only be as mindful as we are able yes so you recognize this much you see how the body is feeling and all that and that might be as much as your mindfulness can handle you might blow up and get angry or whatever he says he's not saying that we cannot get angry he's not saying that you know but we try to be as mindful of whatever comes up as much as possible and if we do it time and time and time again that over many many times we will start to notice more things and things will slowly change but we need
sometimes
to
sometimes you cannot control but you get aware because of wisdom can control the defilement awareness cannot control awareness just he can recognize so awareness is a learning that time is a learning
only
period learning period no he cannot handle the defilement so try as much as you can to learn to see what's going on sometimes you grow no problem you can learn if you are aware sometimes one time two time three time slowly the mind learning how bad after you blow what's going on later the mind slowly grow learning
Once the wisdom grows, then the speech come up. It won't be so harsh.
No problem. I cannot do. Let it be. But that night
only,
what? Hold on, man.
Yeah.
I see. Too long to go down, man.
Yeah. For now, whatever happens, you know, whether the speech is harsh or whatever, he says, let it be. You can't help it. It can't be helped.
小路样了，小嘛，小路样了。
If you can avoid, you avoid. If you cannot, you just accept it. You know, another lesson to learn.
Avoid is go to the maybe go to the other place or somewhere then the mind is calm down. If you cannot avoid, you have no need to chance to go away. Sometimes the mind can you aware, you cannot handle. It's daily life is like this. If you're not aware, also you blow already. Every day you already blow, but no problem. Yeah, before also like this, no problem. Now you are more aware, then you more learn.I not try to say you not cannot blow. I don't say. Try to learn.
Because blowing after that.
Sometimes you control too much. You also you hurt yourself.
Yes.
But now that yeah. Yeah.
That's why I
was. Now that yeah, that really to deal with.
He says, "No, do I'm yet there. Now that fit I now that yeah, but now that yellow me out."အဲ့နောင်တရလည်းတို့ခိုက်ရောက်တယ်
လေ။ပြန်ကြည့်ဖို့ပြန်ကြည့်ဖို့ဒါလမ်းကြီးမဲ့ဒီနောင်တရခံစားနေရတယ်။မားသွားပြီဆိုတော့မားအကျိုးဆက်လာမှာပဲ
။ He says you it's just part of the learning. You observe yourself while you're angry, you blow up. Then you know you are remorseful and you know that. And then slowly the mind will see how much it has to suffer remorse from getting angry and then the mind will rewire itself so that it doesn't have to suffer so much, you know.
ဒါပေမဲ့ဒေါ်လာချက်ချင်းမကြည့်ဘူး။
But anger doesn't you know, it doesn't blow up suddenly. It's like a volcano, it builds up, right? So what led to the build up, to that point of no return? You'll have to find that out.
But I also noticed that if there is awareness and wisdom, then you sort of change that wavelength.In your mind,
and then the whole scenario is like the other person also switch, and
then the anger is diverted somehow. Do you mean it goes diverted means? Or, well, it goes somewhere for a while, like.
Do you just suppress it? Like it's not expressed, so it's suppressed so that it has added strength for next time? Like it feels unresolved?Or is it resolved? How do you mean diverted? Resolved or unresolved?
No, suddenly sometimes it comes like, you think that the anger is actually the thought that you wanted it and you are the one who triggered it off, but then suddenly there's a change of mind, so that
right.
You know, you
don't feel angry anymore then.
Yeah, you don't want the emotion.
Right.
Yeah, and it's going to cause hurt to both persons.
Right. So that's resolved.Right? So, the cuddly, what? A mean to me, piano, pin, what? The dish in it, a mean to me, piano, mean like it, or So like this is enough wisdom to prevent an outburst, not enough to prevent the anger. The anger may still be there, but it prevents an outburst because there's that much wisdom, understanding of the hurt it can cause.
Understanding and level of motivation.
So as the understanding grows, the amount of defilement that the understanding can you know face off will increase. Yeah?
It sounds to me like when defilements are anger, that means actually it's not right there and then it's a build up, isn't it?
Yeah, always.
Yes.
If we don't notice the defilements when they start, the little things that are starting, then if they are unconscious, they will start to accumulate. If you notice them when they are small, you have the choice to start resolving them when they are small, when it's easier. Otherwise, it keeps
accumulating.
He says, you know, it's like the process is like this. First, you begin to recognize, which has happened long ago, you begin to recognize the anger, you begin to recognize what happens when there's anger, the results after the anger, there's remorse and regret and so on. And then the mind begins to recognize how painful it is, more and more. Then the mind starts to realize it doesn't want to go through this pain anymore. Then the mind starts to determine to try not to be angry anymore. But how not to be angry? The mind has to find out what led to the anger, to this point of anger. So to find that out, the mind has to become more and more vigilant so that it catches, you know, the train sooner and sooner. Sees the many events may take days to get to something, but it has to start to see that these are the chains, so that it starts resolving it at the earlier and earlier level.
Practice to literally like.
So this is how practice grows, how we investigate in the practice. Yeah, it's very real. When he was practicing at home, and he'd already been practicing being mindful daily on a continual basis, and it was a first priority in his life, and he'd been practicing a few years, even then, he had one big blow up. Being mindful so much, he still had a blow up, but because of all that mindfulness, when he had the blow up, some understanding came, very deep understanding, and then and after that it really started to and from that episode the understanding that hit was you know so deep that he's never had that kind of blow up ever again. When he blew up that time, I mean, because of the practice of several years, much wisdom was already in the mind, but still he blew up. But after he blew up, when mindfulness and then awareness and wisdom was back, he saw very clearly, the mind saw very clearly, the wisdom could see the effect of this anger, how it was harmful to everybody, not just himself, but the person, even people who were not involved, how it affected everyone. And he also, because of his continuous mindfulness, he saw what led to it in that day, the small grievances that the mind was, the little complaints in the mind, the grumpiness that had come, you know, that had built up, and he had been thinking it's always just small thing, you know, and ignoring it. And then right at the end of the day, the smallest thing, it was just a feather on the camel's back, but it broke it, you know. And then he just blew up. But then he recognized that it was just an accumulation of stuff. And then in recognizing that also that it wasn't personal, you know, he could forgive himself, then he asked his brother for forgiveness and everything. It was okay, but the mind also decided it's never going to do this again. And then his mind also thought of, what should I do so that this sort of thing cannot repeat itself? And because it saw what led to this, what caused this accumulation, which was lack of attention, you know, of resolving. He saw that it started from one small dissatisfaction in the beginning of the day, and then every dissatisfaction was building on it. So from that day on, he saw every little dissatisfaction as very significant. It was the beginning of a big fire. So if he was a little dissatisfied in the mind, he didn't leave it alone anymore. He would resolve it immediately. That was first priority. He would watch it until it was resolved. Because he understood its danger.
But when you say not enough attention, right? That, can one conclude then that there is no right, if there is right view, then...
Yeah, he didn't... He had awareness, but maybe not... Right, not enough
right view.
Not enough right view. That's why it led to that outburst, of course. So don't despair, he said.
There are no mistakes, only listen. Try again, one by one. Don't give up. My Lord, no, cannot hurry. Learning process, but cannot hurry. If you hurry, more difficult, and more depressed, or some more regret coming. What should we do? We do try again and again and again. Be patient and continuously. Immediately cannot. Defilement and wisdom, yeah. Very good. A young God.
Defilement and wisdom miles apart, poles apart. There was this person in another retreat. He was saying to Siaro, I've been practicing they were in a retreat 9 days, he says, and every day, you know, the momentum has been growing, my awareness is getting better and all. And today, he said, my wife said something to me, and suddenly, he says, I was so calm and equanimous. She said this one thing, and he said, the reaction I had, he says, was the same huge reaction I had like when the first time she said it. He's like, what happened to all my practice? And Sierra said, your awareness is a baby. He's 9 days old. He says, that defilement is how many years of history? To happen, they will still arise. He says, defilements will do their job, you just keep doing your job. You're just you.
One day. Say, yeah.
I'll be back. Right now, you cannot win the defilement. But don't worry.
One day. One day. We don't know what to what. Depend on your practice. So, you know, don't pay attention to the what happening. Defilement also, the angry or whatever defilement coming, this is not important. Your more attention or well, your pay attention is like this.
Never think of what you're experiencing. Always think of what you need to do, which is practice. Yeah.
Try to think about how to practice and continue daily life, or how to maintain awareness. That's all.
Don't regret the experiences.
You are not here.
last 2 years, I have some strange experiences, but actually to me they are not important at all. Because what is more meaningful to me is to be able to come back to the state where you are just aware and you know you are aware, and that was more important than anything else. Because from that, you know that you can actually bring it back. Bring it back to the house and practice.
Right, dua di ya bai ma tu 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 san san ni phit de da mae tu twae a ye ma chi lo u le ba so tua ba lo jin na lo sait tadi tha lo ya de a ni tha bae tu tadi shi nai ne a ni tha bae tu pyan la jin ba so tu ti de di tadi shi nai ne a ni tha bae tu aing ko pyan tae lo ya le
yes right experience ai paw ma mu ti bi la ma le
right because the experiences happen because of the presence of awareness so never mind the experience we just need the presence of awareness.
What I learned from Sayadaw, most important to me was to actually check your mental state constantly.
Yeah, right.
It sounds very simple.
But actually, sounds.
But when you actually practice it, it actually makes a lot of difference. Makes a lot of difference.
Yes, right.
Speaking from
Sarah says that's why he really wishes that people would do the practice, because then they would see, like you said, it makes a big difference.
For example, I mean, I've been practicing a Masi method for many years. Sayadaw was saying that actually nothing wrong with the method. Actually, it's true. There's nothing wrong with the method. Only thing is we forgot to watch the mental attitude.
Yeah, right.
Because all the time you are focusing on the objects.
Yeah.
We want this, your new experiences.
Yeah.
We want to be enlightened. So because of that, we are caught in this trap set by our own mind.
Right.
So we cannot progress.
Yeah.
But if you are able to let go and have a proper mental attitude, whether it is a bad experience or good, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
As long as we know,
we can learn any experience. Best situation also sometimes very thick understanding can come.
And even maintaining proper mental attitude, I notice because this has been a sort of hindrance to me for many years. Actually, when a mental picture comes into my mind, in the past I used to know it as seeing. So it is not so correct.
Yeah.
So I have to use another different word. Maybe because I know it's more like pictures.
Yeah.
So I use the idea is picturing.
Yeah.
Because you are making pictures out.
You can use thinking.
Or thinking.
Yeah. Because of thinking, the picture comes.
Yes. So the moment you apply the correct thought. Or correct label. Then actually, it's so clear to you because it is like it's all the time there. But because you did not apply the right thought or right label,
right concept,
so only sometimes when you're aware, you see it and then it goes away. But now it is there, it's real. I mean, real in the sense that you don't need much effort to actually know that it's just a picture. If you observe it carefully, there's nobody there. There's nothing. You cannot even identify.
You can understand also this is object.
Yes, it's object. So you don't identify with it. Because sometimes when we create a mental picture, straight away it's mine or yours. So the idea comes straight away. It's instant identification. But if you correctly apply the right thought, then it's just another object. goals.
Yes, right.
So I think for me that was the most valuable thing. The other experiences, they are very strange, but there's no point talking about it because it's nothing.
That's why I want to say this tonight is how do you understand about the meditation? What is the meditation? How do you practice? Then how do you bring to your daily life? How do you understand the value of what this practice? I want to try to investigate like this. That is the most important. Practice will loom niyama, loom niyama, practice niyama, loom
niyama. You have to be practicing.
Be practice.
Be practicing.
And practice.
Loom niyama.
Loom niyama, loom niyama.
Be able to practice.
Loom tayama.
Know how to practice.
Loom niyama.
Be practicing.
Loom niyama.
Want to practice.
Yes. And important division. You
must be practicing. You must want to practice. Be able to practice and know how to practice. Not in that order. It doesn't matter. Just whack it.
Oh, okay.
That time, now we saw the EDS photo. I show you. Practice. Now, practice. Right? Now you know how to practice, right? Now you know how to practice. That time, practice.
Ah, I get it. When you know how to practice, then you can do it.
Practice. Before you don't know how to practice, that time, practice is a problem.
You know how to practice. You just see that. Practice wrong.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. Last one. Oh.
Okay. First, in reference to a question about this anger of first, because when you go back to our daily life, I can foresee this here. There's no reason to get an outburst. After this outburst, is it advisable to reflect back on the whole incident? So
watch the anger now.
What if you your awareness is not sharp enough and you yourself get involved?
I don't know, you look. I don't know, you call me or the money feel you look like.
No, you are wrong idea, jump here, Dodda Pitta. You are wrong idea, jump here, Dodda Pitta. The child will appear to you, Dodda
Pitta. Yes, right. And of course, I was saying, you know, I can't think. You mean the new young lady.
So, Sierra said, first, then, don't think yet. When you finish, the outburst is over.
Then call me a chain, sick, stable pitness.
When the outburst is over, he says, actually, yeah, you're right. You have to first calm the mind down. So, first, meditate. Like do a samatha or something, calm the mind down. When the mind is stable, then you think about what happened. And you must have the right view. You know? There was this yogi who came to the center. And had some problem, and he says that yogi has a lot of anger. He's always right, the other person is wrong. And he came to the center, and then he was practicing meditation, and then his mind became quite calm and stable. And one of those days he was practicing, mind is very stable, and a thought about these things came into his mind. And because the mind was very calm, and as the thoughts played out,
it's stable. There to be awareness. Wisdom is in
it. Yeah. So the mind is ready now. It's stable. It is aware. There's wisdom also. Yeah. Then as the thoughts played out, then he saw. He saw the anger arising. He saw the story and everything. Then he saw he is the one who started the problem. That was it. No more anger. Then he went back also. When he went home also, he didn't get angry anymore.
I don't know. စိတ်ငြိမ်တဲ့အချိန်မှာ reasonable ဖြစ်အောင်စဉ်းစားနိုင်တဲ့ဉာဏ်ပေါ်နိုင်တယ် experience ပြန်ပေါ်နိုင်ရင်စိတ်ကမတူတော့ဘူ
း
အရင်ကဟာစိတ်တစ်မျိုးမှာအဲ့ experience မြင်တိုင်းအဲ့စိတ်ကဖြစ်တယ
်
အခုစိတ်အချိန်ကြီးပြောင်းသွားတဲ့ဒီမှာဒီ experience သွားတွေးကြည့
်
သူအမြင်တစ်မျိုးပြောင်းသွားအောင
် so when the mind is calm and it thinks of the a situation that made you angry before the mind is able to think more reasonably because it's in a different state now while you were angry you were in an angry state now you're in a calm state there's a possibility to think reasonably yeah so error
about learning လုပ်လို့ရပြီပေါ့အဲ့အချိန်မှာ idea အမြင်တစ်မျိုးပြောင်းသွားတယ
် so because the mind is calm it's
right
possible to learn
ဒီနေ့မှာဖြစ်အောင်သူစဉ်းစားတတ်သွားပြီဒီအတွေ့အကြုံမှာသူမမှန်ကန်ကန်စဉ်းစားတတ်သွားပြီတကယ်ဘာဖြစ်နေတာလဲသူအမှန်တိုင်းမြင်နိုင်တယ်စဉ်းစားနိုင်တယ်
So because the mind is calm, it's able to look at it more objectively. And when you can look at the situation more objectively, you can learn about it and see it in a more reasonable light. And and you can become free of the
anger. အဲ့တော့ meditation လုပ်တဲ့အချိန်မှာဥစဉ်ဘယ်လို learning လုပ်ခိုင်းလဲဆိုရင်တစ်ခုခုအာယုံတစ်ခုခုစိတ်ကမကြိုက်တော့ဘူးဆိုရင်မကြိုက်တဲ့စိတ်အရင်ကြည့်ခိုင်းတယ်။ learning လုပ်လို့ရိုက်လဲလို့မရတော့ concentrate လုပ်လို့ရိုက်လဲလို့ feeling ကိုရှိတယ်။တော့ချောက်ကြည့်လိုက
်။
ဟိုအများအားမကောင်းတဲ့အချိန်မှာအာတော့သူတက်သူတဲ့တော့ပြောတယ်ညအမကောင်းလည်းတောက်လျှောက်ကြည့်ခိုင်းတဲ့ခါမှာတတိတက်တောက်လျှောက်ထားနေရင်စိတ်ကငြိမ်သွားငြိမ်သွားတဲ့ခါဒီအာယုံပြန်ကြည့်ခိုင
်း So what Sierra teaches is you know when something is making you angry you can either learn about the anger but if it just makes you more angry then you don't do that you know when we're angry we feel something we feel anger inside the body he says so you don't look at the thing or don't think of the thing that makes you angry look at the feeling of anger and keep looking at itAnd the feeling of anger will calm down. Just the feeling. When the feeling of anger has calmed down, then look back at that thing that made you angry. Or think of it.
Yeah?
It's the same way he tells us to deal with pain, right? When there's pain, don't look at the pain. Look at the feeling of resistance in the mind, the aversion towards the pain, right? Which is anger, right? And then when that discomfort in the mind has calmed down, and the mind is calmer, then look at the pain, right?
Then that time the pain is different from the
pain. So then when the mind is calm and you look at the sensation, it has a different meaning. Same with a person or a situation.
You see how it is, but in the long run, you will have a different meaning. 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 You will have a different meaning.
And we can see how the mind affects our view of things, situations and people all day long. Like throughout a day,same person, say your daughter or, you know, someone. And throughout the day, when you're angry, she's irritating. When you're happy, she's beautiful, you know, or cute or whatever. You know. And you see your perception of this one person changing throughout the day. Different feelings towards the same person, right? And so it's not the person that's changed. It's the way we are feeling that has changed.
အာယုံကိုဘလို့မြင်နေအာယုံကိုအာယုံလို့မြင်နေဆိုတော့အာယုံတိုင်းတိတယ်ဆိုတော့ညံ့တော့အာယုံလို့ပဲနားလေတာနော်အဲ့အာယုံကိုချစ်စရာလို့မြင်လဲမှားပြီမုန်းစရာလို့မြင်လဲမှားပြီ angry fool လို့အာ
beautiful လို့
beautiful အာယုံကအာယုံပဲ
so Sierra said the object yeah like the our daughter or the person or something the object is just an object yeahIf we think the object is beautiful or hateful, that's wrong. Both are wrong view. Because the object is just that. It's just itself.
Beautiful comes from your attachment. Hateful comes from your anger, the mind.
That object is just as it is.
In Korea, I was talking about Costco company. Managing director. You are the only one who is.ဒါပဲသူပြောလိုက်တယ်အာယုံကိုရှိတယ်ပဲကြီးလို့ပြောတယ်ဟုတ်ကဲ့ပြန်တော့ဒါလေးကိုသူတုံးတာနော်သူအဲ့အတွေးခေါ်လေးပဲတုံးတာသူကအားလည်းမထုတ်ဘူးကြောင်းလာပြီးတော့လာလဲတာ
ဒါ
ပေမဲ့သူအဲ့အိုင်ဒီယာလေးချားသွားလို့သူတုံးတာအရှိရှိတိုင်းကြီးလို့သူဒေါ်လာသူသမီးကိုသူကြီးတာလေအချိန်ပြေသွားတယ်မိသားစုအရင်ကသူသမီးသူမကောင်းခဲ့မြင်
တော့စစ
်နောက်ပိုင်းသူအဲ့လိုကြီးလိုက်တော့အဲ့စိတ်ထားလေးပြောင်းပြီးတော့ကြီးလိုက်တော့ကောင်းတာလည်းအများကြီးရတယ်တွေ့တာ
That's this lady Sierra met her in Korea. She didn't even come to meditate. Her husband was interested and she followed her husband and she just came to look at the place and like that. But she was listening when they were talking and she was interested in what he said about how you know, it's our mind that views things differently because of its state of mind. And she went home and she used that because she found that interesting. And she has a daughter, and she usually picks on her daughter a lot. She's very critical of her daughter. She wants her to be perfect or whatever. But she started to then notice her mind, to check her mind and, you know, watch her daughter. And then instead of being so critical, she was watching. Then she came back another day because she found this so interesting. She told Seattle, she used to be very critical of her daughter, and now that she's watching that, she realized that actually her daughter has many good qualities. And so her relationship with her daughter got much better after that.
Yeah.
And it's not like she has set practice or anything like that. She didn't do anything like that. It's just this thought was interesting to her and she applied it. This idea was interesting.
现在就是如果把这个狗撇清了咯，撇水钱。He
said, think about it. Why is it in our life we want other people to fit our idea of how we think things should be? Why do they need to fit our idea of what is right?
哎呀，我这边好像是。He
said, that's quite meaningless. Meaningless, that desire.
狗撇清了，撇两点了。What
we have done is made my wish first priority. Maybe that person has some wishes too. Because that person has their own ideas and their own wisdom.
Seattle
says sometimes he feels like this with the yogis. He says if he had many desires for the yogis to get it, you know, about meditation, he would have got fed up of teaching long ago.
That's why I told Sati, why you not practice all the time? Maybe like all the time. Just meet me and we talk at Dhamma talk when the friend, Dhamma friend, then he remember and meditate. Otherwise not meditate. Then we talk after evening. And I realized he's a little bit silent. Oh my God. Do they? Same. Do they different? Not my fault. That day he noticed and tried my fault. That's so quiet and behavior immediately changed. I recognize, he is my fault. Do they? How to do? This is not my job, my duty. This is the family. Okay, so enough. Said I told you. That's enough, lah.
Yeah, di hao belum kau. Wah, the di lor tara mau. Tapi tu mah ti si le. Lautin lah, lautin. Ay, ti le tu mah si le.
Yeah, ada ni si le berjauh. Ni si le berjauh.
I said, what if we think of it this way, right? Maybe he's not trying to be mindful, but he has a lot of, in Chinese you say zai, right?
Zai.
Huh?
Zai.
No, not zai. Like.
Should or not? Should.
Like you understand appropriateness.
What
you should
mandate,
do, you should
mandate
not do.
Wisdom. Mandate wisdom.
Yeah. That's man. So, and that's it. That's a kind of wisdom, right? You understand what's appropriate to do, when you should do things, when you should not do things, and all that. Yes. That kind of, Seattle said, yeah, so you can see there's wisdom present. Then there must be awareness, right? There must be sati, I mean, not awareness. Okay. Do you get any yummy, she mango? I think my few in it, because he peered out.
So meditation not easy, huh? And I think more difficult. Be aware also difficult. Understanding is more difficult, but try.
I try.
Be patient and long time. And then the cooler is six for Biao Nei. Biao Nei is quite a bit. sẽ ở mặt dâu là mặt dâu này.
Ừ. One thing you remember, you don't forget, the mind can change. If you able to change, the mind can change.